Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. We are aboard the Carnival Miracle on the 9th Annual Investor Summit at Sea with a live studio audience. We've got a lot of great information. Stay with us. You're going to love today's show.
Hey, Russ, wake up. We've got a show to do.
Huh? Oh, sorry. I was just having the most awesome dream. I found low-cost rental properties that cash flow in a strong job market with prices that didn't fall through the floor during this great recession.
Wow, that is awesome. But, you know, you don't have to dream to find a market like that. We're going on a field trip there in just a few weeks.
Really? Where are we going?
To Dallas, Texas. It's a huge market with great infrastructure and lots of people. Prices are low and rents are strong. And with today's low interest rates, properties cash flow great. And did you know Dallas is projected in the top three of all job markets for 2010? Plus, Texas is the number one rated state for doing business.
That's amazing. When is it?
That's the best part. It's up to you. We have several dates scheduled, so you can go when it's convenient for your schedule. No matter which weekend you pick, there'll be tours of different submarkets and property types and meetings with local experts, including developers, agents, and property managers.
That sounds great.
Well, hurry up and register, because space on field trips is always limited. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events or call 888-GUYS-RADIO for more information. That's realestateguysradio.com or 888-GUYS-RADIO.
Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. This week we have a live studio audience. We are aboard the 9th Annual Investor Summit at Sea. We've been on a cruise ship with a bunch of amazing folks. We've got great faculty. We've got great students. We've seen some wonderful parts of the world, and it's super exciting to be here. In this show, you're going to hear from a lot of the folks that shared their knowledge with us at Sea this week. First, let's meet the guys. We have our co-host, financial strategist, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
Hey there. And the man we call the godfather of real estate, Bob Helms, is with us.
Yeah, and what a week. Wow.
All right, good stuff. And, you know, you guys have been with us now. This is the 9th time. Both of you have sailed with us 9 times for the Investor Summit at Sea. What's made this year different, Russ?
I think this year I'm probably more tired than I've ever been. We've done more, seen more. The classes just was a lot more, and it was just super exciting. You know, we had a big variety of people. We had very accomplished investors with big portfolios and years of experience, and people that have sailed with us 4, 5, 6, 7 times. We had a lot of brand new people, people from the podcast audience, the largest new group of people that we've ever had. And so that was exciting to get a chance to see them, watch the interactions, and have dinner with people and watch the epiphanies and the light bulbs go off, and see people begin to experience some personal transformations, deeper commitments and realizations about what's possible for them, and that, hey, some of these people that are super successful aren't really that much different from me, and I could get there too.
All right, Bob, you've been wandering around the ship. You've been talking to lots of folks, and you always make it a point of meeting the new people. What's your idea of this summit maybe compared to some of the ones in the past?
You know, what I liked about this cruise particularly was that, of course, a lot of these people by now have been with us many times, and they're what? Old friends. And I got a chance to make some new friends. What was the most fun to me, I think, was to see what we affectionately call the trailing spouse up close. That is, people who go to events like this, and they're intimately involved, and they're busy and doing it, but their wife or their significant other isn't. So I met at least 3 people here who came dragging and screaming, okay, I'll go with you and indulge you. And they were so excited and so enthusiastic, they're ready to come back.
What, you know, one of the things about this summit at Sea is what really is a week to get away in this amazing cocoon and community that gets created. We love the fact that you listen to the radio show. That's great. It's a way to check in once a week, and we do our best to bring you great information and ideas and, of course, guest speakers who can share a little bit about real estate investing. But you and your earphones can only do so much, right? You've got to get out today. And with social networking and people's tendency to spend more time online than out in the real world, this was a refreshing time to get together face-to-face, belly-to-belly, over dinner, over lunch, over a cocktail on the beach, and really make some connections.
You know, we've been saying it for 9 years. We are constantly trying to find a way to overpromote this thing. There is no way that a virtual experience can substitute looking at a human being's eyes and sharing the intimacy that you have when you're physically together, you know, and you get a chance to laugh and experience things together, and you have all those casual moments that you wouldn't otherwise have. That's why we're such big fans of conferences and retreats and conventions, but the summit is just such a unique experience because of this cocoon, this environment that we're in, where it's almost kind of like being in a little high school for a week. You know, you're just all together, and we have our trademark chili pepper necklaces, so when we're walking around the ship, we know when somebody's in our group, and we're like, hey, you know. And by the time you're on here a day or two, you know everybody who's in the group, and then you're part of this fraternity of cruisers and summit attendees, and we're this little clique, I guess, if you would, in a positive way, on the ship. And you start out not knowing anybody, and by the end, you're just family, and you can't wait to see each other again.
All right.
Yeah, you know, it just seems tragic. I talked to several of you today who said, where'd the week go? Oh, my gosh, we can't be done, are we? Andrew and I talked about that because we're down to our last music gig. Wow. It was huge fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun, a lot of really great energy this year, I think. In fact, what I'd like to do is introduce you to a couple of the speakers that we had, not only for the event, but these two gentlemen were actually part of the event we did before the summit left, our syndication event, Secrets of Successful Syndication, which was exciting, too. So let's introduce you to two of the Rich Dad advisors, Ken McElroy and Wayne Palmer.
Robert, how are you?
Good. How are you, my friend?
Awesome.
Doing great, Robert. Good to be with you. Thank you.
Thanks for being back. Both of these gentlemen with us last year, returning now as alumni. Kenny, you did the talk, which was awesome, about real estate trends and forecasting, how what you do in your real life is kind of predict the future of the real estate market. Tell us about that.
Well, basically, when we try to put our money where we think the population and the demographics are going. You know, it's kind of like what Wayne Gretzky said, right? You know, he goes to where the puck is going,
yep.
Which is why he was successful. We kind of have the same philosophy. You know, we want to be where the people are moving to and where the jobs are, and then that's where we place our money.
Now, one of the things you shared with us was kind of the wave of what was happening in population. Of course, that affects what you do in the B-class apartments and even the development that you guys are doing. But there's a bigger picture in terms of what's happening in population and with some of the demographic trends.
Well, yeah, there's actually several things happening with respect to multifamily or rentals. One is that there just isn't any construction, so there's no supply really to speak of. That's definitely not keeping up with the population growth. And so what you really need to do is figure out where that is. In other words, where the biggest imbalances are. And that's not in places like Las Vegas where there's an oversupply, but there's definitely areas that there are an undersupply. And so when we're taking a look at these markets, we want to find out, you know, where is it tough to buy a home? Where is there a spot where there's not a lot of excess supply? And where are the jobs going to be? And we've kind of identified seven cities that we're tracking, and that's basically where we put our investment.
All right. It was a great talk. I think people really got a lot about it, demystified a lot of market analysis for folks. Now, the thing we had you do, that was early in the summit. Just on the last day, you did a great presentation about your new book, The Sleeping Giant. We had you on the radio show when the book first came out, actually right before the book came out. And this was actually the first talk that you've really given about the book. Tell us the thumbnail sketch of The Sleeping Giant.
Well, again, it has a lot to do with trends. I just firmly believe that we are not going to come out of this high unemployment that we're in based on where jobs are going and the population growth. And I just don't think that we're going to recover anytime soon. Even if we do, I believe it's going to be more in the government sector. Healthcare will be to fund, you know, Medicare and some of those things, which is just going to create inflation. And so all I'm saying is if you're going to be an employee, then you need to keep your eyes open and invest in things that kind of hedge inflation so that, you know, you're not left with a dwindling savings and less purchasing power. And I believe that that's going to happen through the rise of entrepreneurship. And I think that people are going to wake up, and they all have amazing skills that they've learned in their jobs, but they might be unemployed, so they might be on the shelf right now, you know, continually getting beat up because they can't get jobs. And I just think that the world could utilize their knowledge and their resources to create businesses, which does two things. The first thing is it takes them off of public assistance. And the second thing is that it creates jobs. And I think we need both.
an extraordinary book. It's called The Sleeping Giant by Ken McElroy. Also, he's the author of the ABCs of Real Estate Investing, a book lots of us have certainly read and enjoyed, and a great starting book if you're just new to real estate investing. Now, if you get a copy of The Sleeping Giant, you'll also notice there's a couple of cute little kids on the cover. Those are your sons, and they're here this week.
Yeah, that was a funny story how that happened. They were not supposed to be on the cover. That was not ever predicted. I had a picture of a stock photo of a kid in an oversized suit carrying a briefcase. What I was trying to do was, from a visual standpoint, what I was trying to say was that the kids are going to be the rising entrepreneurs. So that's who that's going to be. And so at the end, almost at the very end of the project, came down to me having to buy the photo, the stock photo of this kid. And I said, well, if I'm going to spend that much money on a stock photo, I might as well do a Photoshop of my own kids. So I had them into Robert Kiyosaki's studio, and we did a half a day photo shoot with them, and what an experience that was. It was fun.
Well, and the cover just came out great. And for the folks who are with us in the audience, who most of you have a copy of the book, we got to meet Kyle and Caden. How was that? It was great to see Cade playing cash flow with his dad and another 30 students. That was a pretty awesome thing, my man.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. He got mad at me initially because, first of all, the option was go to the kids' club on the cruise ship or come play cash flow. And, of course, he initially wanted to go to the kids' club, but he didn't do his math. So I made him come to the cash flow game, which afterwards he said that was way better than the kids' club. And he got out of the rat race, and he said, yeah, but you tricked me into doing math. So.
All right. Well, there was math involved, wasn't there? Yes. We can have a hand for that. That was good stuff. All right. Thanks, Kenny. Now, this year, we had an extraordinary experience, something we haven't done before, and we actually had planned this, and it couldn't have come out better than when we planned it for all those days. Wayne Palmer shared with us the concept of exchanging and of creating value and trading value instead of dollars, and it was marvelous. Tell us about that, Wayne.
Yes, Robert. What we've shared here on the cruise this week is the idea that our currencies are being compromised and corrupted by central banks, by government officials, with all the printing of money that's going on worldwide with all the central banks, and particularly in America, the U.S. dollar being still the world's currency. We're finding that we are trapped in a system that is sick, as Robert Kiyosaki likes to say. He says our money is sick. And with a currency that is sick, all of our finances become somewhat anemic and sickened as well if we don't find ways to avoid the consequences of some of those other decisions that are being made for us. So what our exchange curriculum has invited the attendees here to do is to return to some old ways of thinking and some old ways of doing things, time-honored, time-proven ways of trading with each other, benefit for benefit. And actually, we taught them how to print their own money in a way, because a lot of the people who participated in the group figured out that they have talents in things. Massage, for example, we had some massages that were traded by some of the massage therapists in the room that they wouldn't have done on a cruise ship. But by putting that out there and saying, I will trade you a massage for some other benefit, they spent a little bit of their time on the ship giving somebody a back rub and got something they wanted out of the other side of that trade. So in essence, they got a benefit without going to dollars first, and so they expanded the overall currency in their lives. That is a powerful, powerful concept that's very freeing to most people who learn it, because right away we start to see that we don't have as many limitations as we thought we had in our paychecks, in our savings accounts, in the dollars that we have floating through our wallets, that there is a whole realm of wealth that we have access to, both in our minds and in our talents and such that we can use otherwise.
This was extraordinary. People started with this concept of, well, I might be able to trade, but through the process that you worked us through, which wasn't just lecture, it was definitely participatory, people started to get their mind around they really are unlimited and the value that they can add. And it became about, how can I add value? And when we saw that happen, not only inside the classroom and the workshops, but also as we continued with the rest of our week, it was just wonderful.
Well, it was fun to watch that transformation. And I said last night, I think I've created some monsters. We had a couple of people, one in particular, who started out with a bar of soap that he took out of his cabin. And by the time he'd made 7 or 8 trades, he had 10 ounces of silver. And that shows the value add that is available in exchanging. And if you want to pay 10 ounces of silver for a bar of soap, go ahead. But I don't think it's worth it. and yet it wasn't that he found a fool who was willing to do that. At each trade along the way in succession, he provided value for the next person, and their perception of what they were getting out of their side of the trade was equal to or better than what they were giving up, so everybody wins.
That's really the great thing about this, is that a dollar or any other currency has pretty much a set value, and if there's a proprietor that is selling something for a number of dollars, my decision is yes, it's worth the exchange, or no, it's not. There's not much room. Now, what you showed was that, in that example, every one of those seven or eight trades, both people thought they were getting as good or a better end of the bargain.
Yeah, in fact, that's one of the fundamental credos of the exchange system, is that it's win-win or no deal. So if you don't feel like you're getting a win, don't do the trade. You're in complete control. No one's forcing you to go through with that transaction. But we not only had a bunch of enthusiastic people, I think people were genuinely thrilled with what they traded for, and this abundance that flowed into their lives, whether it be the wine that was going around the dinner table or the fun that they were having on the ship and trading services and things that they didn't really realize starting out that was available to them or that they had in their repertoire of assets. So it really is freeing and is a formula for great abundance.
You know, Wayne, I read the chapter that you wrote in the Real Book of Real Estate, Robert Kiyosaki's book on this, and we did a radio interview and we talked about it and brainstormed about it. In fact, we spent a couple of days planning it. But until I saw it happen with this group of people, it didn't really hit home like it has now.
It's fun, isn't it, to watch that transformation, to see the light go on in people's eyes, to see them engage, and especially to watch them gain that benefit and to come to that moment in time where they say, wow, I am not restricted. One person told me here, I came here thinking I was protecting my husband from some folks that I thought might be a cult, and I'm going home having dreams again. I know that nothing is impossible to me now because I can work at such a much greater level in achieving my dreams. How valuable is that for all of us to shed the shackles that government regulations and even the money that they force us to use would put on us, and to use that for the purposes that it works, but in addition to that, to break out and say, I can do more, be more, have more, give more to other people by turning loose my creative energies.
Now, by show of applause for our studio audience, how many of you participated in the trades Wayne's talking about? That's a pretty full house of folks. Pretty extraordinary stuff. Wayne Palmer and Ken McElroy, both Rich Dad advisors and accomplished authors. We had an amazing week. Thanks so much, guys, for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, we come back. We'll have more from the Investor Summit and see. You'll meet some of the other faculty members. And before we're done today, we are going to play Real Estate Trivia Plus, tell you about next year's Summit and see. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys Radio Network with our live audience.
Live nationwide, you're listening to The Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Bob Helms. They call me the godfather of real estate, mostly because I've been investing longer than the average Joe, since 1957 to be exact. Back when I started out, investing was pretty simple. Even so, I made more than my fair share of mistakes. And I can't imagine getting into this game today without some help. That's why I'm inviting you to check out the Real Estate Guys Investor Mentoring Club. There are three locations to choose from: Silicon Valley, Los Angeles, and Dallas, Texas. To find out when and where, just send an email to guys@realestateguysradio.com or use the feedback page on the website at realestateguysradio.com. Tell them the Godfather sent you.
Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki. I'm the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And if you're serious about learning how to invest in real estate, listen to the Real Estate Guys. They really know what they're talking about.
And welcome back to the 9th Annual Investor Summit at Sea with the Real Estate Guys in a live studio audience. We are in the middle of the ocean on a beautiful cruise ship. We do this every year on the days that we're at sea. We spend time in class and seminar and roundtable discussions. On the port days, we go out and see beautiful parts of the world. We do some optional real estate on those real estate shore excursions and some fun parties. This year, we had a great party on a catamaran. How was that? Yeah, we've done the beach parties before. This was great. We had a chartered catamaran. We all went out and had just a wonderful time and a little too much to drink and some sunburns going on, but had a marvelous bonding time and did a whole bunch of trading. And what's great about the summit is there's so much different information. Each of the faculty members did what we call a main session where they were teaching us something. And what Beth taught us, Beth Clifford is with us again, returning again on the Investor Summit. And as a developer, she did an amazing case study, if you will, on a marketplace and showed us how she analyzes a market. Beth, tell us about your talk here on the summit.
You bet, right, Robert. You know, we talked a lot about it, all about going with the flow and about it's a lot easier for you to understand the market and know where the activity is going within your market, and then to choose your product backwards that fits into that market, because you get a lot of leverage about what's going on around you without any investing in that leverage.
Yeah, this is crucial. So many people start with the property, but what you illustrated, I think, very clearly is that the market is the first thing we pick. We pick the market, and we understand the reasons and the drivers behind the marketplace. Then we've got to find a team that can help us get to what we need in terms of our returns and our comfort level and our analysis and our comps and all those things. And then once we are happy about the marketplace and happy about our team, now it's time to look for the property.
Absolutely. And so then we went through the fundamentals about how do you go look at a property? You know, how do you not only just the tangibles, but also the intangibles. So many of them, like what I'm doing, is land development and larger developments. And so it's all about regulations and politics and finances. And it's about, we looked at how in one particular market, the government is expanding the metropolitan transport system there. And that creates a lot of opportunities, because we looked at the numbers and we looked at all the census information. We found that those people actually want to be near mass transit, and how there was a real opportunity to buy product where the market was going, which is where mass transit was going.
Now, you also did a roundtable discussion, and those are smaller formats where we have maybe 6 to 10 people in an informal setting, and you talked about due diligence on your iPad. Tell us about that.
I did. Coming down here, I basically do 90% of my due diligence I actually do on my iPhone, and I am productive wherever there is a cell signal. I can get on the internet. I can look at all of the jurisdiction information that I need to in order to do assessments on zoning and land planning and topography, all kinds of things. And then I have probably 17 different applications that I have on my iPhone that help me take pictures, analyze back of the envelope on what the return will be. And I can literally, in 20 minutes on a site, do a preliminary analysis and email it to a prospective investor while I'm standing at the particular site.
Yeah, amazing. And technology, of course, is continuing to aid us. At the same time, one of the comments you made to me on this summit was how this particular sailing of ours was a little more than just educational.
It was transformational. And I have to give that witness to just the people who are here, who are vulnerable to be part of it, and the scenario that comes along. And it came from the trading, where people noticed, some people were kind of went into it and stayed at a very small level. But within 3 days, they noticed that there were people around them that were trading things that were 5 or 6 digits in monetary value. And they found out, wow, it's not that I don't have those things to trade. What's inhibiting me is my own fear, or there's something about myself that's not letting me play big in this game. And I know 4 people who really made a big shift in their life about how they're going to play from now on.
You know, just the fact that we're protected by audio and we don't have faces and so forth out there, let's see if anybody made a meaningful epiphany or change in their life this week by applause. Well, that's more than I would have expected, but pleased with those results. It really is extraordinary. You know, you talk about a typical seminar scenario where you come in and learn for a day or two, you can only get so deep. But when you're at meals together and you're hanging out on the deck together and you're listening to the Tequila Shooters together and you're having fun and camaraderie and fellowship, it's amazing what can happen in a short period of time. Now, let's talk to our attorney, Mauricio Raul, the resident attorney on board. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing, Robert?
Very well. Now, you today, you did did a great talk on asset protection, kind of back to basics, but a lot of folks attending that. And then the other thing you talked about, a very interesting talk on some changes in investing with your IRA. Can you give us the brief version?
Yeah, the investing with the IRA is always something that's very interesting to us because it's amazing how many people aren't aware that you can invest with your IRA. And that's such an untapped resource that not only we have, but everybody out there that's looking to invest with others, do syndications, what have you. IRA is such a great resource to tap into. And the majority of people don't know that you can invest in things that are other than stocks and bonds. And most people that were in, obviously in this group, are aware of an IRA where you can have a self-directed custodian, which is great, which allows you to expand a little bit more of the investments that you can make. But there's a relatively a new thing that's coming online called a checkbook IRA, which allows you in certain circumstances, certain limited circumstances, to pull some of that money out of your IRA and put it into an entity that you control yourself and manage yourself, which really frees you up to make all types of investments where you and you alone are the only one who filters that investment.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because one of the untapped resources a lot of folks have are the retirement dollars. And for most people, those aren't dollars they need to see return on immediately, but they're building for their future. And so there are definitely some techniques and some investments that lend themselves better to retirement accounts. And this tool just gives you even more flexibility than there's been in the past.
Yeah, well, what I wanted to stress on my presentation was that this new checkbook IRA had such amazing pros in order to do it, but we had to be careful because it has some pretty catastrophic consequences if it's not applied or done properly. And so we just need to make sure that we balance those risks and rewards when we're considering this kind of vehicle.
All right, so here's the other thing I have to know, Counselor. Did you have any fun this week?
I had a blast. My voice is at its last peak here. I had absolutely one of the best weeks I've had, and it's due to everybody who's here, everybody's willingness to participate in all of our events. We all learn a lot, but we certainly have as much fun as we do learning.
We sure do. We're going to learn more about that fun when we come back. We're also going to play real estate trivia, a chance for you to win a prize by knowing today's real estate trivia question. Stay with us. We're the Real Estate Guys, and this is our studio audience.
Hi, this is Lawrence Yun, Chief Economist with National Association of Realtors, and you are listening to the Real Estate Guys.
Are you ready to profit in paradise? Hi, it's Robert Helms. And if you think real estate investing means tenants, toilets, and termites, think again. Located just a short plane ride from the U.S., a virtually untouched paradise awaits. The beautiful country of Belize. When you go to Belize with the Real Estate Guys, you'll spend four fabulous days discovering one of the most intriguing real estate markets I've ever seen. With its jungle rainforests, pristine beaches, and 81-degree turquoise water, Belize is one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Plus, it's considered one of the top seven tax havens in the world. And while U.S. real estate continues to drop, Belize property is on the rise, and many experts think the best is yet to come. But don't just take my word for it. Come experience Belize firsthand at our upcoming investor field trip. When you join us, you'll discover the many reasons we love Belize, like tremendously undervalued beachfront land, super low taxes, ease of doing business, and so much more. Get the details at realestateguysradio.com. Just click on events. See paradise for yourself. Click events at realestateguysradio.com, and I'll see you in beautiful Belize.
Hi, this is Peter Schiff, and you are listening to The Real Estate Guys.
And welcome back to the Investor Summit at Sea edition of The Real Estate Guys radio program. We have a live studio audience. They've been here for a week having a fabulous time learning a ton. And before we get back to our interviews with the faculty, it is time to play Real Estate Trivia. Every week we give away a prize by knowing today's real estate trivia question. And the question or the answer has something to do with real estate. If you're listening at home, here's what you're going to do. As soon as you hear the question and think you know the answer or want to take a guess, you're going to send us an email to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name and physical mailing address. So if that you're the winner, we can send you the prize, which is an autographed copy of Equity Happens, our book on real estate investing. That can be yours if you know today's real estate trivia question. Now, before we give this week's question, last week on the show, we asked Leonardo da Vinci was born in Italy on April 15th. It was our pre-tax show, and so he was born on April 15th. The answer was, what year was he born in Italy? So obviously a real estate trivia question since he was born in Italy. And when was he born? Who wants to guess in the audience? It was 1452. Yes, he was born in 1452. That's last week's trivia question. Here is this week's trivia question for a copy of Equity Happens. The first U.S. lager was brewed in 1840 by John Wagner. He had a small brewery in the back of his house. Where was it? Where was that house and therefore that brewery? Where was the first lager brewed in the United States? We're looking for a city and a state. If you know, send that to us in an email, trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. The first person with the right answer is going to win an autographed copy of Equity Happens. Then we'll have a drawing, all the correct answers for the week, another chance to win the book. That way, if you're listening on iTunes, to the podcast, you'll have a chance to win as well. So that is today's real estate trivia question. We're aboard the 9th Annual Investors Summit at Sea. We've got a live studio audience. They are looking good. They are well fed. They have new friends. And we've had so much going on this week. One of the things that happened that was quite extraordinary is that we gave away a free house. Now, this is the third year we've done this. We don't promote that we're going to do this in any way, shape, or form. It just kind of happens. And the man who made that responsible from Hassle Free Cash Flow Investing, let's say hi to David Campbell. Hey, David.
Hey, Robert. It's great to be back here for my sixth Investor Summit at Sea.
Your sixth summit. We missed you last year, but you got back on the boat, so to speak, and had a great time, I'm imagining.
I had a great time. I made the mistake of missing one, and I don't think I'll repeat that mistake ever again.
There you go. So tell us about, you talked about Hassle Free Cash Flow Investing. Investing, this mentality that you have, and it wasn't necessarily just an introductory class, but I think it was a great topic for people that are maybe newer to real estate investing.
Yeah, I actually started with the personal investment philosophy. What is it that I wanted from an investment? What will the investment do for me? What are the math strategies behind that? What's a great marketplace? What are the drivers that are going to make me successful as an investor? And I reverse engineered all of that into a product that I wanted to own that was very driven by financing. And I actually built a development company around that particular investment strategy, which is a unique way for me to approach investing, is blending the B quadrant of a business with the I quadrant of what did I want to own. You know, if I can create a business to create product for me to own, that was a great concept that Ken McElroy talked about in his management company, wanting to manage doors. What a great way is to own the doors that you manage. You can never get fired. And so building a hassle-free cash flow strategy is how can you own property that is going to produce cash flow for you with a minimum injection of time and a minimum injection of capital.
Now, I know you've gotten a lot of fruitful conversations around the ship as well, and you've been on this ship with us several times as your sixth attendee. As you've gotten those conversations and talking to people, what are some of the things that you discovered?
Yeah, something that was really fascinating is the high level of conversations on the cruise. There's just a law of attraction that the people come here are really here to learn, and they come from such a diverse backgrounds of experience. There's a cruiser who has built a billion dollar power plant, and then there's a cruiser here for the very first time who thought she was not a good candidate for investing. She was kind of along for the ride, but she kind of, through a journey of self-discovery, figured out she's probably one of the most qualified new investors on the boat. And that variety of people kind of mixing and rubbing their ideas and their conversations together really come up with some life-changing events.
Yeah, it was absolutely awesome. And thanks for coming back. Let's meet one of the faculty members who came for the first time. Actually, this year, our only new faculty member, Patrick Donahoe. You may know Patrick's name because he's been on the radio show before. His company, Paradigm Life, one of our radio sponsors. Patrick, tell us about your week at sea here at the summit.
Oh, this was it was a week that it's one of those weeks you'll never forget. I mean, there's such a high caliber of people here that you make lifelong friends, it seems like.
Isn't it amazing?
It's amazing.
It's so different. Now, you came to talk about a subject that we really haven't talked about at a summit before. Tell us what you shared with the folks.
Well, yeah, and you guys went out on a limb letting me come, and I really appreciate that, because the thing that I teach is that there's a stigma out there in regards to the product that we use. And it's one of the most misunderstood financial products out there, life insurance, because it can be set up for all sorts of things. But it's primarily set up for a coverage or a death benefit. So what I try to convey in the presentation that I had is that you can set it up for one of the best savings vehicles that's out there. And it's one of the only financial vehicles where the actual company gives you the right to use the funds, okay, or to use, you know, up to the amount of funds that you have in your account for anything. And so we basically teach how to become your own banker, whether it's to invest in real estate for regular purchases, et cetera. So.
Now, you've had the benefit of talking to a lot of the Real Estate Guys listeners over the years, because that's been a position that you've sat in. This is the first time you've met many of them face-to-face.
Yeah.
But give us a little idea about that, about the caliber of folks that listen on the air and then that you've met here on the summit this week.
Yeah, and I've conveyed that to you. But, yeah, we've worked with some just amazing people from the Real Estate Guys radio circle of influence. And I've met and worked with a lot of people in this room, and it's amazing to meet them face to face. But yeah, it's incredible the perspective people have, and it's not just a static perspective; it's a flexible perspective, because a lot of people's paradigms this week were shifted just because of Wayne's exchange concept. I mean, that was revolutionary for me. Is that there's no intrinsic value in anything. I mean, look at Paul. He turned a bar of soap into 10 ounces of silver. And it's not because, you know, the bar of soap was worth that amount of money, but it's because through that exchange process, people valued what they were getting for the bar of soap or the other things that he exchanged more for what they exchanged.
You know, not only is there that exchange of value that we talked about, but sometimes I saw people getting in deals for what we might call the art of the deal. People just were interested in getting into the conversation and doing exchanges, and it became fun. And when you're laughing, you're learning. People really, it sunk in for them, I think.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it was, and I think it's given people a lot of ideas as well as far as what they're going to do when they get home. I heard a lot of people say, I have all this stuff in my garage, and I'm going to go on Craigslist and start exchanging. I mean, it's cool what type of spark it gives you.
All right. Well, we appreciate you being here, and thanks for acknowledging the leap of faith we took, but you did as well for coming on the ship and trusting that it would be of benefit.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. How about a hand for David and Patrick? When we come back, you're going to hear more about the Investor Summit at Sea. And before we're done, we're going to tell you about next year's trip. Who wants to come back? You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
Hey, Russ, guess what?
The real estate market is hot again?
Oh, Russ, the real estate market is always hot if you know where to look. No, it's something even better.
Really? What is it?
Well, thanks to our amazing listeners, we continue to be one of the most downloaded real estate shows on iTunes week after week.
That is great. So what are we going to do about it?
Well, I thought we should let our listeners know that there's more to the Real Estate Guys than just our weekly broadcast.
Yeah, like our website at realestateguysradio.com, where they can read our blog.
Great start. And if they're still hungry for more, there's our Backstage Pass with members-only access to additional content, backstage interviews, and our monthly audio mentoring club.
Plus, Backstage Pass members get priority access and special discounts to our live events, field trips, and the annual Investor Summit.
So come backstage, go to realestateguysradio.com, and click on the Backstage Pass logo. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Steve Forbes. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys. Listen up.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks for tuning in. We're glad that you're listening, and we're super glad to have a live studio audience. These folks have been with us for a week, and they still got a lot of great energy. Now, we told you before the break that we did an extraordinary thing. We gave away a house. We've actually done this 3 years in a row, and the gentleman you're about to meet is one of the attendees. He's been on several real estate summits, but the real distinction is that 2 years in a row, he's won the free house. Let's say hi to Dr. Greg Oliver. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Robert. This is an amazing thing to come and win two houses.
Well, it is, and now this is really interesting, because the one that you won last year, you have now taken possession of. You own the house, and you have a tenant in it, and how's it going?
It's awesome. It's actually the best property in my entire portfolio. You know, obviously winning the free house, there's less cash to put into a house when you get it for free, and it's cash flowing about $500 a month to me, and I'm just very pleased with it.
All right. Now, we're not going to belabor how you won the house, just to say that it was certainly something there was competition for, and I think you exhibited a certain enthusiasm, did he? Yeah. So if you'll come on next year's summit, we don't know if we're going to give away a house or not, but we'll give away something, and you ought to check that out. This year, you put a very interesting overlay on this, winning the house again. Tell us about that.
Well, initially I thought, well, I won a house on last year's cruise, so I won't even compete, give some other people a chance. But after we heard from Wayne Palmer on exchanges, I thought, I'm gonna go over the top, put every ounce of effort I can into this, try and win this house, and put it up for exchange.
All right. Well, there's an interesting wrinkle, and stay tuned to the show because that just might involve you, our listener, in some cool way. Now, how many years have you and your beautiful wife, Janine, been on the summit with us?
Well, this was our sixth cruise.
All right, sixth cruise. How strongly do you feel about somebody coming on next year's summit?
I'll tell you what, don't miss the boat.
All right, there you go. That's Greg Oliver, ladies and gentlemen, who hails from the beautiful state of Indiana. Now let's shift states a little bit from the state of New York. The man who has been sailing with us now for 8 years in a row, it's Jorge Buccio. Hey, Jorge.
How are you, Robert?
Good. How's it going, man?
Oh, beautiful, man. It's beautiful. Like every year for 8 years, we met new people. They came to learn. I met a lot of people, you guys. We exchanged ideas. We play music, and it's beautiful. So no matter, I always tell all my people, you know, everybody comes to the restaurant in New York, says, well, we have something, Investor Summit, the real estate guys. Come and see. You want to really learned, because it's the future, guys. It's the learn the future is the investment.
We met Jorge years ago at an amazing restaurant in Little Italy. It's called Puglia. It's at 189 Hester. If you ever find your way in New York City, go check out what they do there. And on most nights, Jorge will be there playing for you. We said, Jorge, this is so much fun being here in your restaurant. Why don't you come with us? He actually said yes. Came home that night and told his wife, honey, we won a free cruise. And she said, oh, yeah, right. And now here we are 8 years into it, and we're still playing music, having a good time. And a lot of us come on board. We aren't sure about this guy, Jorge, but by the time we leave, we are fans of his band, Jorge and the Tequila Shooters. Anybody hang out with the Shooters this week? All right. Well, are you coming back next year?
Of course, of course. Now the Shooters are getting bigger.
They are?
Now we got a bass. We got a singer. We got a... probably the bongos.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's beautiful. Everybody, enjoy. You know, you play an instrument, come and join us with the Tequila Shooters.
Absolutely. You know, here's the deal. It's just like your cash flow and your equity. As time goes by, it's going to grow bigger and better, isn't it? How about a hand for these folks? All right. Well, it has been an extraordinary week together. And if you're interested in coming with us in the 2012 Investor Summit at Sea, we certainly would love to have you. It is not an ordinary year. It's an extraordinary year. It'll be our 10th anniversary. And for that, we've got some special things planned. Russell Gray, I know you're excited about this year, but probably even more excited about next year's Summit at Sea.
It's unbelievable how excited I am about next year's Summit. I can't believe we've been doing this for 10 years. Sometimes it feels like we've been doing it forever, and sometimes it just feels like we're just getting started. Every year we have bigger and better ideas. We meet just more interesting people, and every year we say, this is our best year ever. We get 2-3 days into it, we go, what do you think? This is probably our best one ever. And we poll people that, you know, have the right to have an opinion. They've been here 4, 5, 6 times. What do you think? Yep, absolutely, best one ever. And then you think, how in the world could we possibly top it? But you know what? I think we're going to do that in 2012.
And you're going to hear about those details next week on the Real Estate Guys Radio program. In the meantime, if you go to our site at realestateguysradio.com, you can click on the little button that says Summit, and you'll learn that the dates for next year's Summit are March 30th to April 7th, 2012. We'd love to have you join us. It's going to be wonderful, and you'll hear a lot of the details coming back, and hopefully a lot of these fine folks will be here as well. You guys coming back? All right, a big thanks to our amazing faculty for making this a week we'll never forget. Thanks to the team that helps put this on. The team that supports us are absolutely amazing. Our audio engineers, our facilitators, Evan taking pictures and Neil doing video, and Paul and Ruben on the sound, and of course Marilyn and Sherry and Sandy and Kara, and the team have just done an extraordinary job, haven't they? Absolutely. Come with us. There's nothing like being here. We're going to have a great time. Bring your family. We had lots of kids this year, and there's lots for them to do, and it really creates the community. And next year is going to be a year you're going to want to be at. So we hope you're going to come with us for the 10th Annual Investor Summit at Sea in 2012. Hey, big thanks to our sponsors for making the show possible. Thanks to our engineering team back home for getting the show to you on the air. Thanks to you, our listeners. We'll see you next week on the Real Estate Guys radio program. In the meantime, go make some equity happen.
The Real Estate Guys, brought to you by Paradigm Life, helping you unleash the power of infinite banking. Learn more at bethebank.com. Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Go to audible.com/realestateguys for your choice of a free audiobook. Suburban Residential, brand new positive cash flow houses in Dallas, Texas. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies from attorney and rich debt advisor Garrett Sutton. Texas Investor Homes, discover high yield, low risk, double digit cash on cash returns with interim construction funding. CDA Lawsoner, providers of professional assistance with loan modifications and the powerful REST report, helping you level the playing field when negotiating with your lender. Find out about these and other fine sponsors under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. Learn how you can sponsor The Real Estate Guys. Call 888-489-7723. 888-489-7723. That's 888-489-7723. Once again, 888-489-7723. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on The Real Estate Guys Radio Show.
If you're like me and thousands of others, you know that The Real Estate Guys Radio Show is a great source for quality content about investing in real estate. But did you know that they also have a book? I just finished reading their book, Equity Happens, and I was blown away by how much I learned. If you're ready to create sustainable wealth through real estate, you need to get Equity Happens. You'll learn, just as I did, about what it takes to prosper in the real estate industry. So don't wait. Make equity happen to you. Order your copy today at equityhappens.com.